YMYF. Be brief. This sentence is a simple imperative command in the
WU
form, meaning you, formal, or plural. Swaye is the imperative form of the verb et. To be, it's used to give a command or instruction. Mev is the feminine adjective meaning brief or short. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or instructions. Formal.
WU.
Colon, used for polite or plural addresses. Nkwenyeya. Fear nothing. This is a simple sentence with the following breakdown. N. This is the negative particle, meaning not. It's used in conjunction with the verb to form a negative sentence. Kwenye. This is the verb, to fear, in the present tense, second person plural. This is an imperative form. It is a command. Ria. This means nothing. It's the direct object of the verb, to fear. This sentence is an imperative command, meaning it is a direct order. Nekmat. Don't be afraid. Breakdown. Nea is the negative imperative form of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the second person singular. The negative imperative uses the negative particle. Ne. Followed by the verb, with the ne. Often contracted with the following vowel. Craint is the noun meaning fear, or apprehension. Key concepts. Negative imperative. Used to give a command, or instruction to not do something. Contraction of ne. Colon. Ne. Often contracts with the following vowel, as in this case, where n becomes n. Neyekmat. Don't worry. This is a negative imperative sentence meaning, don't have fear. Neye is a contraction of neave. N is the negative marker and ave is the second person plural form of the verb avoir. To have. The verb is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands or instructions. Kat means fear. Neokun kat. Don't have any fear. This sentence uses the negative imperative form of the verb, avoir. Avoir. Which means, to have. The negative imperative is formed by putting n in front of the verb. In this case, nea is the negative imperative of ea. E. Which is the second person singular form of avoir. Orkun. Orkun. Is a feminine singular adjective meaning no or non. Craint. Kat. Is a noun meaning fear. Therefore, the sentence translates literally as don't have any fear. Neyezorkun kat. Don't have any fear. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb avoir. To have, in the negative form. Breakdown. N. Aye. Colon. This is the negative imperative form of the verb. Avoir. Conjugated in the second person plural, you all. The. N. Is a negative particle, and. Aye. Is the imperative form. Orkun. This is an indefinite adjective meaning, no, or, any, and is used here to emphasize the lack of fear. Craint. This is a noun meaning, fear, or, anxiety. Key concepts. Negative imperative. The negative imperative is used to give a command, or instruction in a negative form. Indefinite adjective. Indefinite adjectives describe a noun in a general or unspecified way. Noun. A noun is a word that names a person, place, thing, or idea. Trouver le chat. Find the cat. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Trouver is the imperative form of the verb. Trouver. To find, in the
wu
form, which is used for both formal and informal plural you. Le chat is the direct object of the verb and means the cat. Trouve le chat. Find the cat. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the
du
form.
Trouve
is the imperative form of the verb.
Trouver.
To find, in the
du
form, which means find. Le is the definite article, meaning the
chat
is the noun, cat. The sentence is simply instructing someone to find the cat.
Du poisson, s'il vous plaît.
This is a polite request for fish.
Du
is the partitive article for
poisson,
fish, which is a masculine noun.
Poisson
means fish.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite way of saying, please. It literally translates to, if it pleases you. So, the sentence means, fish, please.
Va chercher un médecin.
Go get a doctor. Breakdown.
Va.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. It is commanding someone to go.
Chercher.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Chercher.
To search for, or to look for. This is the indefinite article meaning, a, or, one.
Médecin.
This is the noun meaning, doctor. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. Infinitive. The infinitive is the base form of a verb, often preceded by the preposition, to, in English. Indefinite article. Indefinite articles are used to refer to non-specific nouns.
Soyez bref.
Be brief. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the second person plural.
Bref
is the plural adjective form of
bref.
Brief, acting as an adjective modifying the pronoun
vous.
You, which is implied in the imperative form.
Allez chercher un médecin.
Go get a doctor. Breakdown.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go. It's used to give a command or instruction.
Chercher
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Chercher.
To look for, to search for. It's used here in the infinitive form after the imperative verb.
Aller.
Forming a compound imperative. Is the indefinite article, meaning a or an, modifying the noun.
Médecin. Médecin
is a noun meaning doctor. The sentence is a direct imperative, urging someone to go find a doctor.
Attrape mon fusil.
Catch my rifle. The sentence.
Attrape mon fusil
is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Attrape
is the imperative form of the verb. Attraper. Meaning, to catch. Since the command is given to a familiar person, the pronoun to you is omitted. Mu is a possessive adjective meaning my, and agrees in gender and number with fuzi. Rifle. Fuzi is a noun meaning rifle. Attrape mu fuzi. Grab my rifle. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. A trapeze is the mu form of the verb. Attrape. To grab, in the imperative mood. Mon is the masculine singular possessive adjective meaning my. It modifies the noun, fusil, rifle. Fusil means rifle in French.
Attrape ma carabine.
Catch my rifle. This is a very simple imperative sentence.
Attrape
is the imperative form of the verb.
Attraper.
To catch. Ma is the possessive adjective, my, and agrees in gender with the noun.
Carabine.
Rifle.
Carabine
is the noun, rifle. Let's break down the sentence.
Attrape.
Catch, plus.
Ma.
My, plus.
Carabine.
Rifle. Exclamation mark.
Attrape ma carabine.
Catch my rifle. Breakdown. A trapeze is the imperative form of the verb.
Attrape.
To catch. In this case, it is the command form of the verb, meaning it's a direct order. Mar is the feminine singular possessive adjective meaning my. Carabine is the noun, rifle. Therefore, the sentence translates to catch my rifle.
Monte à l'étage.
Go upstairs. Breakdown.
Monte
is the imperative form of the verb.
Monter.
Meaning, to go up, or, to climb. It is the command form, telling someone to do something.
A
is the preposition, to, indicating direction.
L'étage
is the definite article.
Le
the, contracted with the noun.
Étage
floor, level, or story of a building. This sentence is a simple command, telling someone to go upstairs.
Mao.
Go upstairs. The verb.
Ma.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. It's used to give a direct command.
Oh.
Means, upstairs, and is a prepositional phrase indicating the direction.
Allez en haut.
Go upstairs. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go, which is.
Allez.
In the second person plural form, the imperative is used to give a command, or make a request.
En haut.
Is a prepositional phrase that means, upstairs. The whole sentence is a direct command meaning, go upstairs.
Les fantômes existent.
Ghosts exist. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown.
Les.
This is the definite article, the, in the plural form, agreeing with the noun, ghosts.
Fantôme.
This is the noun, ghosts, also in the plural form.
Exist.
This is the verb, to exist, in the present tense, third person plural form, agreeing with the plural noun, ghosts. This sentence asserts that ghosts exist, without providing any further details, or evidence.
Donne-moi la moitié.
Give me half. The sentence, Don wa lam wa ye, is a direct command using the imperative mood. Breakdown. Don is the imperative form of the verb. Donne. To give, and is used to command someone to give something. Moi means me, and is the object pronoun in this sentence. La is the definite article for feminine singular nouns, and modifies moitié. Moitié means half, and is the noun object of the verb. Donne. Therefore, the entire sentence means, give me half.
Soyez brève.
Be brief. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Être.
To be, it is in the imperative mood.
Brève
is an adjective, meaning brief. It is in the feminine plural form, agreeing with the implied subject.
Vous.
You. The S at the end of
brève
is a liaison, which is the pronunciation of a silent consonant at the end of a word when it is followed by a vowel.
Passe-moi ça.
Pass that to me. This is an informal imperative phrase. Pass is the imperative form of the verb.
Passer.
To pass, it is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you, informal. The
moi
is a pronoun meaning me. So, the full phrase translates literally to pass it to me.
Donne-moi ça.
Give me that. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Donne
is the imperative form of the verb.
Donner.
To give.
Moi
is the object pronoun, meaning me.
Ça
is the demonstrative pronoun meaning that.
Donnez-moi ça.
Give me that. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request. It uses the verb
donner,
which means to give, in the imperative form.
Donner,
which is the second person plural form. The pronoun
moi,
meaning me, is used as the indirect object, indicating the recipient of the action. The direct object
ça,
meaning that, is used as the thing being given. The sentence structure is simple. Imperative verb plus indirect object plus direct object.
Donnez-moi du temps.
Give me time. This sentence is an imperative verb phrase meaning, give me time. Donnez is the imperative form of the verb.
Donnez.
To give, conjugated in the second person plural. This means it is directed towards a group of people. In this case, you can be interpreted as you, plural, or the formal you. Moi is the object pronoun, meaning me, in this case. Du is a partitive article meaning some. Partitive articles are used before nouns to indicate that something is not a whole, but a part of. Temps is the noun, time.
Laissez-moi un peu de temps.
Give me some time. This sentence is a simple imperative in the
vous
form, meaning you, formal, or plural.
Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To leave, let, allow.
Moi
is the object pronoun meaning me.
Un peu de
is a partitive phrase meaning some or a little bit of.
Temps
is the noun meaning time. The full meaning is a polite request for a short period of time.
Not chez toi.
Go home. The sentence.
Not chez toi.
Is a simple imperative sentence in French. Let's break it down.
Not.
Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Not me.
Which means, to go home, or, to come back home. It is a command, asking the listener to go home.
Chez.
Colon, this preposition means, at the home of, or, to the home of. It indicates the destination.
Toi.
Colon, this is the pronoun, you, in the informal singular form. It refers to the person being addressed. Therefore, the sentence instructs the person to go to their own home.
Jouer le tout pour le tout.
Go for broke. This is an idiomatic expression in French. It means to risk everything. Let's break it down. Jouer.
Jouer.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Jouer.
Which means, to play, or, to gamble. Let out.
Le tout.
This means, everything. It is a masculine singular noun, which is why it is followed by the masculine singular definite article.
Le.
Pour.
Pour.
This preposition means, for, let out.
Le tout.
This is the same as above, and means, everything. Key concepts. Imperative form. The sentence is in the imperative form, meaning it is a command, or instruction. Idiom. This is an idiom, which means it has a meaning that is different from the literal meaning of the words. This sentence could be literally translated as, play everything for everything. But in English, the more common way to say this is, go for broke. This is, because the idiom in French,
jouer le tout pour le tout,
expresses the same meaning as the English idiom, go for broke.
Joue le tout pour le tout.
This means, go for it. Or, give it your all. The sentence uses the verb
jouer,
which means, to play. It is used here in the imperative form, meaning, play. The phrase
le tout
means everything. The sentence is literally translated as play everything for everything. The idiom is used to mean go all out or take a risk. It is a way of saying don't hold anything back or give it your best shot.
Not chez toi, Tom.
Go home, Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's giving a command. Let's break it down.
Not.
This is the verb, to go back, or, to return, in the imperative form. It's the command form of the verb, telling someone to do something.
Chez.
This means, at, or, to the home of. It is a preposition that indicates location.
Toi.
This is the pronoun, you. But it is in the informal, singular form. We use this form when speaking to someone we know well.
Tom.
This is the name, Tom. It is the person being addressed in this command. So, the sentence is essentially saying, return to your home, Tom.
Va à l'école.
Go to school. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command, or instruction.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller,
to go.
A
is the preposition to, used here to indicate direction.
L'école
is the definite article the followed by the noun.
École.
School. The sentence literally translates to, go to the school, but in English, we usually leave out the article, the, when referring to school in this context.
Sois calme.
Be calm. This sentence is a command in the
tu
form, which means you, singular and informal.
Soi
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, it's telling someone to be.
Calme
is an adjective meaning calm. So, the full translation is be calm.
Allez à l'école.
Go to school. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Allez
is the verb order, to go, in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. The imperative form of order is the same for all subjects, so it can mean go, for, you, we, or, they. Since we're talking about going to school, it's likely you are telling someone to go.
À
is the preposition à, meaning to or at.
L'école
is the definite article the, contracted with the noun école, school. Therefore, the sentence is a simple command telling someone to go to school.
Bonsoir.
Good evening. This is a simple greeting in French, used in the evening.
Bonsoir
is a contraction of
bonsoir,
meaning good evening. It is used as a polite greeting after sunset and before midnight.
C'est bien pour toi.
This is good for you. This sentence is very simple and uses the
être
verb in the third person singular form. Say, the
être
verb is used to describe something or someone. The
être
verb is followed by an adjective, in this case
bien,
which means good.
Pour
is a preposition that means for.
Toi
is the pronoun for you. So the phrase, c'est bien pour toi, is a simple way of saying, this is good for you.
C'est bien pour vous.
This is good for you. The sentence,
c'est bien pour vous,
is a simple phrase used to express that something is good or suitable for the person being addressed.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
which means it is.
Bien
means good or well.
Pour
means for.
Vous
is the formal you in French, used when addressing someone with respect. The phrase is often used as a polite response to an offer or suggestion, indicating that the speaker is happy with the situation.
Bonjour.
Hello. This is a simple greeting in French.
Bonjour
literally translates to good day. It's used as a general greeting throughout the day, similar to hello in English.
Bonjour.
Hello. This is a simple greeting in
French.
The word
bonjour
is a contraction of
bonjour,
which literally means good day. It is used as a general greeting throughout the day, similar to hello in English.
Prends un couteau.
Take a knife. This sentence is an imperative verb, telling someone to do something.
Prends
is the imperative form of the verb
prendre.
To take. It's conjugated in the second person singular, which means it's addressing a single person, you. Is the indefinite article meaning a.
Couteau
is the noun for knife.
Attrape une cuillère.
Catch a spoon. The sentence, attrape une cuillère, is a simple imperative sentence in French.
Attrape
is the imperative form of the verb
attraper.
To catch. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions.
Un. Is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or one?
Cuillère.
Is the noun meaning spoon? The sentence is straightforward and literally translates to catch a spoon.
Saisis-moi la main.
Take my hand. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, addressed to the second person singular, you.
Saisir
is the imperative form of the verb.
Saisir.
Meaning, to seize, or, to grab. In the imperative mood, we use the infinitive form of the verb without the, to. In this case,
saisir.
Moi. Is the object pronoun meaning, me. It is used here, because the action of grabbing is directed towards the speaker.
La main.
Is the direct object of the verb, meaning, the hand. Is the exclamation mark, indicating a command, or an exclamation. So the whole sentence means, seize me, the hand.
Soyez calme.
Be calm. The phrase
soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, it's a command to be calm.
Calme
is an adjective meaning calm or tranquil. The exclamation mark indicates that the phrase is an exclamation, meaning it is spoken with emphasis.
Saisissez-moi la main.
The translation is, shake my hand. Let's break down the sentence.
Saisissez
is the imperative form of the verb
saisir,
which means, to grasp, or, to seize. In this context, it means, shake.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun meaning, me.
La main
means, the hand. The sentence literally means, seize me the hand. But this is not natural English, so we translate it to the more common expression, shake my hand. The imperative form,
saisissez,
implies that the speaker is giving a command, or making a request to someone.
Remets-le.
Put it back. This is a command in the imperative mood. Remets is the imperative form of the verb.
Remets.
To put back. It is conjugated in the second person singular, which means it is addressed to one person. Le is the direct object pronoun, meaning, it. It refers to the object that is being put back.
Remettez-le.
Give it back. This is a simple imperative sentence. Remettez is the imperative form of the verb.
Remettre.
Which means, to give back, or, to return. It is conjugated in the
vous
form, which is the formal, or plural second person pronoun. Le is the direct object pronoun, referring to an object that has already been mentioned. In this case, it represents the thing being given back. The literal translation is, give it back to them slash you. But, the English translation is more natural as, give it back.
Prends un beignet.
Take a donut. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Prends
is the second person singular, you, form of the imperative verb.
Prends,
which means, to take.
Is
the indefinite article meaning, and is used before masculine singular nouns.
Beignet
is a masculine noun meaning, donut.
Prenez un beignet.
Take a donut. The sentence.
Prenez
un beignet is a command in the imperative mood.
Prenez
is the imperative form of the verb.
On.
To take. It is in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressing multiple people. An is the indefinite article, a, or, an, in this case referring to a single donut.
Then yeah.
Is the noun, donut. So, the sentence.
Prenez un beignet.
Literally translates to, take a donut.
Prends un verre.
Take a glass. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Prendre is the second person singular imperative form of the verb prendre.
Prendre.
To take. An is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, and means, a,
verre. Verre.
Is a masculine noun meaning, glass. The sentence is a casual way of asking someone to take a glass, perhaps of water, or wine.
Prenez un verre.
This sentence means, have a drink. Let's break it down.
Prenez.
Is the
vous
you plural form of the verb
prendre
to take. In this case, it means take or have.
A
is the masculine singular indefinite article meaning a.
Where
is a masculine noun meaning glass or drink. The exclamation point indicates that this is a command, or an imperative sentence.
Prends une boisson.
Take a drink. This sentence is a command, in the imperative mood, addressed to one person. Prends is the second person singular, you, form of the verb.
Prends.
To take, conjugated in the imperative mood. Un is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, one. Boisson is a noun meaning, drink, or, beverage. The sentence can be literally translated as, take a drink.
Prenez une boisson.
This is a polite imperative, meaning a command that is meant to be polite. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take, in the second person plural, you all. Un is the feminine singular indefinite article meaning, a.
Boisson is a. Feminine noun.
Meaning, drink. Translation. Take a drink.
Prends un orca.
Take a snack. Breakdown. Prends is the second person singular imperative form of the verb.
Prends.
To take. An is the masculine singular definite article meaning, a, encas is a noun meaning, snack. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands, or instructions. Second person singular. Refers to, you, singular. Definite article. Used to specify a particular noun. Translation using eSpeak NG. Take a.
Snack.
Exclamation.
Soyez calme.
Be calm. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command, or instruction.
Soyez. Soyez.
Is the second person plural form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. In this context, it functions as the imperative form of the verb. Calm is.
Calm.
Is the plural form of the adjective calme.
Calm.
Calm. It describes the state of the people being addressed. The exclamation mark indicates that the sentence is delivered with emphasis or urgency.
Prenez un orca.
Take a snack. Breakdown.
Prenez.
Is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. It means, take, or, you take.
A.
Is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, meaning, a.
Orca.
is a noun meaning snack or light meal. Key concepts. Imperative form. This is a command telling someone to do something. Indefinite article. Indicates that the snack is not specific. Noun.
Or car.
Is the object of the verb.
Good.
Translation. Taste it. Breakdown.
Good.
Is the informal imperative form of the verb.
Gute.
To taste. It is used to tell someone to taste something. The imperative is used to give commands or orders. In this case, it is a simple, direct command.
Gute.
The sentence translates to taste it. Breakdown. Gruten is the imperative form of the verb.
Gute.
To taste. It is the informal, you, plural, or singular, form, meaning it can be used to address one person or multiple people. The imperative mood is used to give a command or instruction. In this case, it's telling someone to taste something. The exclamation mark adds emphasis to the command, making it more forceful.
Pause on a note.
Take another one. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Pause.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Pause.
To take.
Pause.
Is a pronoun that stands in for the object of the verb. In this case, it means some or one of something that has already been mentioned. Is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a or one.
Ought.
Is an adjective meaning other or another. The entire sentence translates to take another one.
Il me vide.
He avoids me.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
M.
Is a contraction of
me.
And
a.
To. It indicates the indirect object, meaning me.
Evite.
Is the present tense form of the verb.
Evite.
Meaning, to avoid. This sentence uses the present tense and emphasizes a current action.
Il se pourrait qu'il meure.
It could be that he dies. Breakdown. Il se pourrait que. This phrase introduces a possibility or a potential situation. It translates to, it could be that, or it is possible that. Il is the subject pronoun.
Il.
Meaning, he. Neuter is the third person singular subjunctive present of the verb.
Mourir.
Which means, to die. The subjunctive is used here to express uncertainty or possibility. This sentence highlights the use of the subjunctive mood in French to express uncertainty and possibility. The subjunctive mood is a grammatical form that is used to express a variety of concepts, including doubt, wish, necessity, and possibility. It is a crucial concept to understand for mastering French grammar.
Il l'a nié.
He denied it. Breakdown. Il.
Il.
This is the pronoun, he.
El. El.
This is the direct object pronoun, it, masculine singular, contracted form of le.
A.
This is the auxiliary verb, avoir, in the third person singular, present tense, has, nié.
Nié.
This is the past participle of the verb, nié, meaning, to deny. Key concept. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, a common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
Il le nia.
He denied it. The sentence Il n'y a is a simple sentence in the past tense.
Il
is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, referring to something previously mentioned or understood in the context.
N'ya
is the past tense form of the verb.
N'ye,
meaning to deny. The sentence literally translates to he denied it.
Il l'a refusé.
He refused it. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Elle.
This is the direct object pronoun, meaning it. The apostrophe indicates a contraction of
le.
The definite article for masculine singular nouns.
Ah.
This is the auxiliary verb, avoir, in the masculine singular form, indicating past tense.
Refusé.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Refusé.
To refuse, which is conjugated in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun.
Elle.
Represents the object of the verb.
Refusé.
Past tense conjugation. The verb, avoir, and the past participle, refusé, are conjugated in the past tense to indicate an action that happened in the past. Subject-verb agreement. The past participle, refusé, agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Il. Il le refusa.
He refused it.
Il
is the pronoun, he or it, and is the subject of the verb.
Le
is the direct object pronoun meaning it or him.
Refusa
is the past tense of the verb refusa, which means to refuse. This is a simple sentence in the past tense.
Il s'est endormi.
He fell asleep. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
s'endormir,
which means to fall asleep. The reflexive pronoun
se
agrees with the masculine singular subject.
Il.
He. The verb is in the past tense, indicating that the action occurred in the past.
Il m'a plaqué.
He dumped me. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the pronoun, he. It is the subject of the sentence.
M.
This is the pronoun, me. This is an object pronoun, it is the indirect object of the verb.
Plaqué.
Ah. This is the auxiliary verb, has, used with the past participle.
Plaqué.
To form the
passé composé.
Past tense.
Plaqué.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Plaqué.
Which means, to dump, or, to leave, in this context. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
A common tense used to describe completed actions in the past. Key concepts. Object pronouns. French uses object pronouns.
Me. You. Im. Her. Us. Them.
Differently than English.
Passé composé.
Colon. The.
Passé composé.
Is formed with an auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Or. Être. And the past participle.
Il m'a laissé tomber.
He let me down. Breakdown.
Il.
Is the pronoun, he, and the subject of the sentence.
M.
Is the contracted form of
me.
and
a.
It means me and is the object of the verb.
Laissé
is the past participle of the verb.
Laissé.
To let, in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the object pronoun.
Me. Tomber
is the infinitive, to fall, used as a noun in this case. Together, they mean, he let me fall, which in this context means, he let me down.
Il s'est fâché.
He got angry. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun
se,
which means himself in this case.
The verb fâché
means to get angry and is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past.
Il s'est mis en colère.
He got angry. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se mettre,
which means to put oneself or to get oneself when used reflexively. The verb is conjugated in the past tense.
C'est mis,
which means he put himself.
En colère
is a prepositional phrase meaning angry. It describes the state that he put himself in. Putting all the pieces together, we have, he put himself angry, which is a natural way of saying, he got angry, in English.
Il avait un chien.
He had a dog. The sentence, il avait un chien, is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense. Il.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning, he. Avait.
Avait.
Is the past imperfect of the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have.
Un.
A. Is the indefinite article, meaning a. Chien.
Chien.
Is the masculine noun for dog.
Il dispose d'un véhicule.
He has a vehicle. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the subject pronoun, he.
Dispose.
This is the verb, to dispose of, or, to have, in this context. It's being used in a specific way, signifying possession.
De.
This is a contraction of.
De.
Of, and. A slash an.
Véhicule.
This is the noun, vehicle. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
dispose
is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject.
Il.
He. Definite and indefinite articles. The sentence uses the indefinite article. A slash an, because it's referring to a general, unspecified vehicle. Prepositional phrases. The phrase
de véhicule
is a prepositional phrase with
de
functioning as the preposition.
Il dispose d'argent.
He has money. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the pronoun he in the third person singular masculine form.
Dispose.
This is the verb, to dispose, in the third person singular present tense. It translates to, has, in this context, indicating possession.
De.
This is the preposition, of, which indicates possession.
Argent.
This is the noun, money. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Dispose.
Agrees in number and gender with the subject.
Il.
Preposition, de. The preposition,
de.
Is used to indicate possession and is followed by the noun.
Argent. Il l'aide.
He helps her. This sentence uses the direct object pronoun.
Elle. which stood in for the object of the verb, ene.
To help. Hi, L slash hi, is a masculine singular pronoun, and is used because the object of the verb is feminine. The sentence is in the third person singular, and the verb,
ene,
is conjugated accordingly. The verb,
ene,
is a regular verb in the present tense.
Set a poet.
He is a poet. Breakdown.
Se
is a contraction of
se,
meaning, this is. This is the subject of the sentence.
A
is the indefinite article, a, or, an.
Poet
is the noun, poet, in masculine form.
Appel Tom.
Call Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a command.
Appel
is the verb, to call, in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give orders, or make requests.
Tom
is the direct object of the verb, meaning the person being called.
Continue.
This means, continue. The word
continue
is the imperative form of the verb
continue,
which means, to continue. The imperative is used to give a command, or instruction, and the
a
ending is used for the plural imperative, indicating that the command is directed at more than one person.
Move.
This means, move. This is a very informal command, using the imperative form of the verb
bouger,
which means, to move. It is short, direct, and used in situations where someone needs to get out of the way, or move quickly.
Il est poète.
He is a poet. Breakdown.
Il.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun, he. Est.
Est.
Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be. Poet.
Poète.
Is the noun, poet, and functions as the predicate nominative, meaning it renames the subject. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb, est.
Est.
Agrees in number, and person with the subject, il.
Il.
Predicate nominative. The noun, poet.
Poet.
Provides more information about the subject, il.
Il.
Identifying his profession.
Il est endormi.
He is asleep. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun, he, in French.
Eh.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, être, to be.
Endormi.
This is a past participle, meaning, asleep. The past participle is used here to describe the state of being asleep. Key concepts. Agreement. The past participle.
Endormi.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Il.
He. This means that the participle does not change form, as it is already masculine singular. Present tense. The present tense form. Is used to express an action or state happening at the moment of speaking.
Il est excentrique.
He is eccentric. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning, he.
Eh.
This is the third person singular present tense of the verb, être, to be. Since the subject is masculine, il, the verb conjugation agrees.
Excentrique.
This is an adjective meaning, eccentric. It is used as a predicate adjective in this sentence, meaning that it describes the subject. Ill. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, est, agrees in number and gender with the subject, ill. Predicate adjective. The adjective, eccentric, modifies the subject, ill, and is placed after the verb.
Il est ambitieux.
He is ambitious. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be, which is, est. The adjective, ambitieux.
Ambitieux.
Ambitious, agrees in gender and number with the subject, ill, he.
Il est en train de manger.
He is eating. This sentence uses the present continuous tense in French, which is formed with the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense followed by the present participle of the main verb.
Il.
Is the subject pronoun meaning, he. Is the third person singular present tense conjugation of.
Être.
To be.
En train de.
Is a phrase meaning, in the process of, or, in the act of.
Manger.
Is the present participle of the verb.
Manger.
To eat. So, the full breakdown is. He is in the process of eating.
Il est héroïque.
He is heroic. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb, être.
Être.
Which is, est. Héroïque.
Héroïque.
Is an adjective meaning, heroic, and describes the noun, ill.
Il.
He.